We're delighted to be joined by North Platte Public Schools. First and foremost, how are you gentlemen doing?
Morning.
Good morning.
Doing well. So you guys had your meeting last night. Successful meeting?
Yeah, it was a really, really good meeting. It was our March regular board meeting. I think as I'm joined by Matt Peterson this morning, one of our board members, and I think as Matt and I talked earlier this morning, it was from a time standpoint, it was probably a little bit shorter, but one of the things that we've done as a school district is we've instituted monthly committee of the whole meetings. And I think that probably shortens the regular board meeting a little bit in that we have reports and a little bit more in-depth conversation at the committee of the whole meetings. And then we do more of a summary at our regular board meetings. So a really, really great meeting. We always start our meeting by recognizing our Bulldogs of the Month. And last month, we actually had a rescheduled basketball game, so we weren't able to recognize our January Students of the Month. So we actually recognized four students last night, and they are seniors at North Platte High School, very well accomplished students and very deserving of Bulldog of the Month.
So when a student wins Bulldog of the Month, how does one get selected a Bulldog of the Month?
Yeah, they're nominated by the teaching staff at North Platte High School, and then the leadership team, the principal, the assistant principals, and the counseling department, they then narrow it down to a boy and a girl that are in the senior class. And again, these are kids that are, again, very well accomplished, both academically and from an activity standpoint, kids that are involved in a lot of activities, are very good managers of time, are committed to something bigger than themselves, I guess, because they're involved in activities and they're on a lot of different teams, from athletics to activities. And it's always interesting to hear their future plans. They kind of end their presentation when they receive their award with kind of their future plans. And, you know, we have students that are going into pre-med and pre-law, and, you know, we've got kids that are going to play baseball at the junior college level. And it's just very gratifying to hear those kids and what they've done during their course of their academic career with us.
Yeah, speaking of baseball, it's exciting that the North Platte Bulldogs will field a team this year. That'll be a good deal.
Yeah, this is an interesting time for us. We're kind of in between that winter and spring season.
Yep.
We do have some of our speech students that'll be competing at the state event.
That's next week, right?
That's next week that's coming up here. So, and that's kind of the last activity that is a winter activity. And all of our spring activities have begun practicing. Baseball is one of those. So we're really excited for that opportunity for our kids.
Yeah, I run by North Platte High every day and I see the soccer guys out there.
Yeah.
So, that's awesome.
And we've been blessed, other than the snowstorm, we've been blessed with pretty nice weather.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they've been able to get out a bunch compared to most years. Yeah, that's exciting. And speaking of students, I saw the student spotlight was the Adams Middle School Yearbook Club, and I was looking through the designs for middle schoolers. That's very impressive.
Yeah, they did a great job. It was fun. We had about four of them actually presented, but I think there was about 10 of the members from the club there last night. And it's really neat to see them kind of walk through the process. It's a club, so it's not a class. So these kids are putting in time outside of their regular class time.
Yeah.
It's depending on if they've got activities to go photograph and things like that. I mean, they're putting in 5+ hours a week sometimes on this organization. And so it was fun to hear them present about how they kind of walk through the process. They start early in the year kind of learning like the design and photography, those kind of things. But by the end of the year, they're working on, they each have pages they're in charge of. So they're designing those pages. They're in charge of making sure they get all the captions in there. And so it was neat to hear them talk about that. And what I really liked was how they talked a lot about how it brought them out of their shell, a lot of them. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Gave them opportunities to not only socialize, but actually learn real life skills that they'll put moving forward.
Yeah, I don't think yearbook was even, I didn't get introduced to it until high school. So being at the middle school level, that's awesome for those kids. And yeah, definitely some life skills that they can learn. And I know at the end of the day, it's, getting the students in front of you guys, and you guys get to see from a firsthand perspective what the students are accomplishing in the classroom.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that was a that was a neat opportunity. And then we had a couple other presentations. We kind of monthly, we try to have different groups from within the district present to us. One of the organizations we had last night was our Sixpence group, which is a grant-based that we've had for about 5 years now, probably. Yep. And so we have, within that organization, we have two coaches or teachers, and what they do is they work with our young parents. Sometimes they're high school parents. Sometimes they're just single parents who are having their first children. But it's a service that we're able to provide to our district, and we're fortunate to have this grant to fund everything. But what they do is they work with these parents on skills they need to learn, not only parenting skills, but also just utilizing services and things like that within the community. And you know, the state has made a big push the last couple of years for the kind of the pre-K and the early learning, and so that's such an instrumental time. They primarily work with 0 to 3, I believe. And so that, I mean, that's a big time. And
yeah, for sure.
So they, you know, they make sure families have books. They make sure they're working on them with those reading skills. And so it's just something we're fortunate to have here in the district. And I think that not a lot of people probably know about. But and like I said, it's entirely grant based. And so that's a huge benefit to us. It's not coming out of our general fund. It's not tax dollars. But it's a service that we're able to provide to our families here that are in need. And so the idea is hopefully that if we can get to them early and have that intervention early, that by the time they get to pre-K and then elementary level, we won't have to spend time kind of catching up, and so we can jump right into learning at those levels.
Yeah, because if you fall behind, I have a lot of family that's second grade teachers and below. If students fall behind at that early of an age, I mean, it trickles with them, you know, through their entire education career. So, yeah, I completely understand why you guys would want to work with these children as soon as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we're fortunate to have our Buffalo Early Learning Center, and so there our coaches can kind of be based out of there, but they work with families. They go into the home. They do those kind of things. But you know, we've really been building up our pre-K program, which, I'll throw a pitch out there right now, the enrollment is open for that. So if families are interested in that, please reach out to the district. But yeah, I mean, that's, you know, if we can get that learning started early, then that's going to continue to progress as they go through the elementary level.
And how do families become involved with this grant, I guess?
So it is an application process.
Okay.
And then sometimes our coaches or coordinators, they will reach out as well when they know that there is a young person that is having a child and it is their first child. If they're a high school student, for instance, we reach out to them immediately to get them in the program. I believe the numbers are that each one of our coaches can work with 15 children. They prefer about 12, and that is where they are right now. They're working with 24 young children and their families. And so it's been a program that has been sustainable, and sometimes grant-funded programs are not sustainable because they just don't have the fidelity that keeps that program running. But I think, you know, our coordinators are Megan Daly and Kelly Mathewson, and you can really hear the passion in their voices. They're very committed and dedicated to these young children and to their parents. And we've seen that program actually grow over the course of 5 years. Other areas of the state of Nebraska actually have lost their programs because they haven't been able to sustain the numbers and working with young families. So we're really blessed. We have excellent coordinators that work with kids and with families. Megan and Kelly are a good example of that. And our Kids Club is a program as well that has been not only sustainable over the course of many, many years, but has actually grown and is kind of the shining light in the state as in terms of an after-school program and a summer program. So we're just really blessed that we have these individuals that work with little people and their families.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking here at North Platte Public Schools, anything else that stood out to you guys in last night's meeting?
You know, we one of the main action items we had was we did approve a AI policy, and so that's
okay.
I think is going to be we've been talking about this for a while. We actually started last June and kind of said let's regroup and see kind of where things are going, but that's going to be an interesting process moving forward. As we all know, AI is a part of our life now, whether we want it to be or not. And so the discussion we had is how do we embrace this in a structured way. And so with the policy, and I guess we haven't approved it quite yet, but we discussed it. But the idea behind it is that if teachers are going to allow it, there needs to be very specific parameters in place for how students use it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, the discussion we've had at the subcommittee level, at the committee level, and then with our directors is that there are some benefits to it. And so we need to be able to teach students how to use this in a responsible way if we're going to do it. And so so we talked a lot about that. And then we did also approve a couple other policies, one of which was a cell phone use policy. We had made some revisions to that. You know, there's been some talk within the state. There's a couple districts that have gone to a ban on cell phones. We've looked at that. Dr. Rhodes has discussed it in depth with the building principals and directors, and what they've been told, or what they've told us, is that they're not in support of a ban right now, just because there's so many issues with that, trying to enforce it, and how do you know make sure everyone's enforcing it equally. Plus, kind of like AI, I mean, cell phones are a part of our lives, and so if we can find a way to make those be, use those in the classroom, but in a productive way and a responsible way. And some of the districts that have gone to the ban have already said they're dropping it, just because it's created too many issues, and it's actually more of a distraction to have the ban than to not have it. And so, again, we're kind of embracing technology and saying, okay, if we're going to have our students use these, you know, some of the teachers use them as learning tools. There's a way to incorporate those into lessons. Some of them use them as an incentive. I mean, there's some positives there. So as long as we have a structured plan in place and we're making sure that everyone's enforcing it in a responsible way, that I think the board felt that we were supportive of the revised policy.
Yeah, I did see that you guys also had just a quick note about field trips as well.
Yeah, that was actually, so policy 6027 is our field trip policy, and there was, what we had in policy was not the procedure that we were utilizing across the district in terms of parental permission for field trips.
Okay.
And so we made some language changes to the policy that supported what we're doing procedurally. And then, of course, we always give parents the opportunity to request for their child not to attend a field trip as well, and so we put that in the language of that policy as well.
All right, well, talking here North Platte Public Schools, anything else you gentlemen have to say about yesterday's successful meeting?
I guess I would just mention, and I know Matt mentioned it earlier, that this is the time that we are looking at the registration process for preschool and kindergarten. So we would just invite our families that have students at that age. They can go to their neighborhood building to go ahead and register, or they can come over to the McKinley Education Center and register with the Welcome Center. And then the third option, they can get online and do that. They can go to our website and register their students. So again, this is that time of year that we are doing preschool and kindergarten registration. And the last thing I would mention is we have our musical this week at North Platte High School. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening, I believe it starts at 7 on those three. And then there is a 2:00 matinee on Sunday. So invite anybody to come out and join us for the musical. I believe tickets can be purchased online.
Fantastic. And that registration, is there a window when you can register, or is it till really you guys fill up?
Well, we just encourage people to register at their convenience. I think it's good that they do it sooner rather than later, but registration will be open all the way through to the beginning of school year.
Okay, fantastic. Well, as always, we appreciate you guys stopping in, and congratulations on a successful meeting. I hope you guys have a great rest of your school year. I'm sure the school year is just flying by.
It's going very, very quickly.
Is this spring break week or?
Last week.
Okay.
Yep.
So they dodged the snow day then.
Yes, they did. We were thankful for that.
Yeah, that's right. Well, thank you guys for your time and go Bulldogs.
Thank
you for having us. We appreciate it.